Greetings of love, my dearest tribe of Gaia. This is Solara Anra, Warrior of the Light, broadcasting on BBS Radio. The topic for today is how to move out of fear and into our power. This is my last radio show for a while. I'm finding it difficult to do the radio shows while I'm traveling that much and teaching while I'm traveling. And another reason is because I have been asked by so many people to start doing teleseminars. And this means that I will be teaching a class over a certain period of time. And you'll be able to pay for that class and tune in, just as so many other teachers do. Because many of you who want to learn the things that I'm teaching can't travel to wherever I am. And I appreciate this. And so in April stroke May, I'm going to start doing these teleseminars. I'm traveling at the moment between California and Sedona. And the events to look out for, the first one is Monday the 7th of March, where I've been guided to do a free meditation class in West LA, and that is from 5:30 p.m. till 7 p.m. And two nights later, on Wednesday the 9th of March, I'm doing a 12 chakra dance event. I am stepping into one of the things I've always wanted to do, which is to be a spiritual DJ. It's not really DJing in that I'm not standing behind a booth and choosing the music in the moment. I have a set of music tracks which I've already chosen, which are already mixed. And I simply play them, and then I guide you through a 12 chakra dance, through various stages with different tracks of dancing from the chakras, both in your body and in your aura. I've been guided to do this in order to remind people how much fun dancing can be without drugs and alcohol. So it's an alternative type clubbing event. And the last event I'll talk about is in Lake Forest, Orange County, which is just south of LA. And this is the 12th and 13th of March, my opening to channel course. So we move to the subject, which is how to move out of fear and into our power. I ground myself into the heart of Gaia. I expand my energy body. And I ask for the highest guidance possible to flow through me now. Dear people of terror, councils of light, we who gather together within united intention from the stars, we speak to you first now about your disempowerment, about the history on Gaia, on your planet, and how you have moved from beings whose original blueprint was to be multidimensional masters, fearless and powerful in every way, in control of your realities, how you have moved from this state to the state you see in the world around you. For you understand, we generalize at this time about the state of your world rather than speaking about you in particular as an individual. For we understand that those of light and those who have awakened already are in the majority who listen to this message now. But it is true, is it not, as you look around you to your family and friends, as you look around, you observe many who are not in their power, many who feel small and helpless, many who are in poverty and who are in great fear regarding the lack of funds which they have and their ability to survive. They are in survival mode. They are impulsed into fear through your news channels and programs, through all that they read and perceive and see around them. They are impulsed into fear, loneliness, separation and anxiety, purposefully by those who it serves to have a population of slaves to do as they will with. And so we speak of your history. Originally, your race was made into a slave race by the Niburians, by those from the planet Maldek, or Nibiru as it is also known. Both Nibiru and your planet Terra were created from Sirius, from an implosion of Sirius B. Your great iron core crystal is from Sirius. And so the core of your planet was created in a way fashioned from the same material from Sirius B as that of the planet Nibiru. And so you understand that your connection is very strong between these two planets. The race from Nibiru therefore looked to Earth, which had become a greatly verdant and fertile planet with so much life and abundance on it that it was a natural place to search for the life codes in genetic terms that were needed for the survival of the race on this planet. Many of you know that this planet circles between your solar system and the Sirius system and is out in the dark galaxy for many, many of your moons, for the majority indeed of its orbit. And after many, many years, it became obvious that this race would not survive unless they were genetically supplemented by another. Thus, Earth was used for some time as a place for the seeding of a new hybrid race. This was a race which was in between, or a mixture of Niburian and Earth genetics. And so you see that this race is within your seeding also. Humans at that time were primitive. And it was acceptable in their eyes to use you for this seeding to supplement their genetic material. But as you evolved, you became individuals who understood that there was another way of being, and it was desirable to be free. You evolved into a race who could not be controlled or used as slaves. And on the one hand, there was nothing for the Niburians to do about this, as it was your evolution. And on the other hand, they worked out very quickly that you could be controlled if you were held in separation and fear. And it was so easy for them to do this. They simply planted thought forms, which evolved into belief systems, which encouraged you to believe that you were separate from each other, separate from the plants and animals. And this encouraged defensiveness. This encouraged a desire to be better one than another. And this encouraged competition of an unhealthy nature. Thus, your ego minds came into operation and started to dominate over your heart, over your emotions. Separation was further encouraged by dividing the land of Gaia, which belongs to all people and beings, into sections, which became countries and nations. And it was encouraged, and the thought and belief was seeded that one nation needed to defend itself from another, and thus began the era of wars on Earth. And this has continued to this day and escalated into a situation where even the masters who held you under their whip and chains understood that the world was about to be destroyed, that the very world which they treasured for its abundance and fertility, and which had saved them, was about to be destroyed, for they had created monsters out of you. A further aspect of the separation which they purposefully caused was the separation between you, the Earth beings, and Gaia, the planet herself, the living being, which you cannot be separated from, for you are part of her and she is part of you. And this separation and your movement into your mind above your heart, this separation caused you to believe that you could control and manipulate Gaia's resources as it suited you. This was one of the ways in which you felt powerful, and you felt that you were the kings and queens, the rulers of your planet, rulers over the plants and animals and planet itself. And this is a falsehood of great gravity, which is being corrected now as you wake up and understand and learn to love your planet again. And so you see, from this history that we describe of your disempowerment, of how you were purposefully disempowered by being moved into separation consciousness and by being impulsed into fear forms, into being fearful creatures, defensive, insecure, greedy, fearful creatures. It is this which has caused the havoc which you see around you now. For what is happening now on your planet, which we truly celebrate, is that all of the old institutions which have been built up in order to keep you separated and powerless and in fear and lack of poverty, all of these are crumbling so that your new world may be born. This devastation around you, the crumbling of old things, this chaos, can thus be celebrated if you see it in this way. And once you understand, as we explain how it is possible to create your own reality, you will realize that there need be no lack in your life. There need be no chaos in your life. There need be no devastation in your life. And indeed, were all of you to awaken to this reality that we will describe now, there would be no need for devastation for any on your planet. For if all of you were now awake, and if all of you connected once more in love with your planet and each other, the devastation would cease immediately, and you would be once again in a state of Christ or unity consciousness, where you experienced that you were all one, and where you loved each other. And this would be the healing of your planet. Now, let us say at this juncture, in case any of you have moved into anxiety from our story so far, that you are heading towards a world which is this, in any case. This is where you are heading. You are heading into a world where all those on Gaia do understand that you are all one and are living in this state of unity consciousness. It is simply that it is unlikely that all on the planet now will be present in this reality for those who do not awaken in time and who do not change and who do stay in this state of separation and fear and anxiety. These will move to a reality which suits them better to another third dimensional reality. And so let us move into our explanation, into our teachings of how to deal with this transition period in your power. First, simply recognize that all which has been in your past timeline matters not a jot. We speak of your history, of the history on Earth, in order to explain that you have been manipulated into a sense of powerlessness. And regarding your individual, personal history, why it matters not a jot if it has been difficult and painful in every way. What matters is that you understand from this moment that you are able to create a reality of joy, of abundance, of love. You are able to create anything that you choose. Your original blueprint is such that you are made of the energy of the source itself, of Mother, Father, God, which is creative in its every aspect. And so this is step number one. Just for this moment, try to let go of all that has been in your own personal life experience. And now open yourself to this idea, to the idea that you are able to have and to consciously create that which you desire. How is it possible to do this? Well, you have a mind, do you not? And in usual terms and on a usual day, your mind will lead you to believe that it is in control. And your thoughts will run around all day long, and it seems that you have no control over your thoughts, but this is incorrect. Your mind is a valuable tool which you can learn to use consciously. So let us say that you desire a lover in your life, a partner in your life. And then from your mind, you bring clarity about the desire to have this partner. The clarity is important, for from your feeling center, if you desire a partner but are also in doubt about whether you can have one, or whether it truly will serve you, then these feelings create thoughts which are counteractive. So, if you truly desire a partner, you must get clear about this. There must be clarity. There must be surety or certainty about it. Yes, I desire a partner. If the thought now arises that your last partner caused you much pain, observe that thought and then transmute it. You may go through a process where you reason, yes, this was not a good partner for me. He did not serve me. But I truly believe that although I did not choose well then, I am now able to manifest a partner who does suit me, who does love me, who I love, and who will fit in with my life and my goals now. Once you get rid of the doubts about whether a partner will truly serve you, and you have clarity from your mind about your desire, then this is settled. And let us keep it simple regarding the partner. Rather than making a long list of all that you require, it would be more simple and perhaps serve you better to simply have in your mind, or as your affirmation as such, that you desire a partner who is perfect for you at this time on your spiritual path, and that the same is true in reverse, that you are perfect for him or her at this particular time on their spiritual journey. You are then able to move into a place of imagining within your inner visioning, where you are with someone who loves you as you love them, and who serves your spiritual purpose as you serve theirs. As you move into an emotional state of excited anticipation about the arrival of this one, in other words, moving into a state of trust that this is really possible. Not only is it possible, but it is about to happen. And furthermore, you let go of the when and how this will be manifested, and you leave it up to the universal forces, who indeed know better than you do in your individuated personality exactly the timing that will serve you and your partner best. So there are all of these elements which we have spoken before at length regarding the manifesting process. And we do not teach a manifesting course at this time. We will leave that to Solara and Ra at a future date. But we do say that these are the crucial elements in actually manifesting something in your life. The first is to have clarity in both your emotions and thoughts regarding this thing, so that you are not counteracting your desire by the underlying feeling and thoughts, so that you are not sabotaging that which you wish to manifest by your belief that you are not worthy, by a belief that this thing is not possible, by a belief or doubt that it will not serve you at this time. If you are not able to come to clarity, if you are truly not able to decide whether this particular thing will serve you at this time, well then, it is perhaps better to work on manifesting something else where you have absolute clarity about its appropriateness in your life at this time, and come back to the other at another time when you feel more clarity about it. And so number one is the clarity of mind regarding that which you wish to manifest. Number two is the trust. The trust factor is huge. The trust is regarding A, your ability to manifest something, and B, that this thing will come to you through this process of deciding what you want, visualizing what you want, and expecting it to come into your life. This expectation is involved in the trust, this sense of excitement that this thing truly is about to manifest in 3D in your life, regardless of whether you are working on manifesting a partner, a car, a home, or something smaller. Something smaller in the material realm. Many of you have moved to a place where you no longer practice this type of conscious manifesting, and rather leave it up to the universe in trust and joy. And this is a progression, is it not, to have arrived in a place where so much has already manifested for you that you simply know and trust that all that serves you will come your way. This state of being, which is advanced, this comes usually to those of you who understand the key underlying concept regarding manifesting and the law of attraction. And this is a key which is only accessed by those of the light. Those of the light on your planet, your light tribe, have stepped into the light through their desire to be of service. When you understand that this incarnation is about being of service to your tribe, and that all of you who listen to these words have chosen to come in order to be of service in this transition period into the Age of Light, then the understanding follows, which is that once you have dedicated yourselves to being of service, to spreading light and assisting all humans, animals, and plants, and the earth herself in the transition, no matter how small your contribution may seem, it is a contribution which is felt all over your planet. Once you understand this, that your primary reason for being here is to be of service and to be in joy in this service, then all which is needed in order for your path to flow forward is drawn into your life effortlessly. Every person that you need to meet, Every connection that must be made, every place that you need to go, every book that you need to read, every course that you need to attend, these will be shown to you. And the synchronicities will be in such abundance that goosebumps will arise constantly upon your skin, and you will realize that this is a magical universe that you inhabit, and that you are magicians and can create anything that you choose. The difference is, within this form of magic, is that the universe works with you when you are on track with where you are meant to be, where you are meant to be, and what you are meant to be doing. And you do not need to know from your mind where you need to be and what you need to be doing. You simply need to dedicate yourselves to the path of service. Simply spoken, this means you simply need to desire to be of assistance to your tribe and your planet. Once you say, and you may say this out loud now, if your heart is open to what we say, simply say out loud, I have made the decision that my priority is to be of service to my tribe and planet now. We hear you, those of you who have spoken this now, from your fearless hearts. We hear you and feel the goosebumps on your skin as you make this step. And once you have made this declaration, in those words or others, aloud or silently, why then, the magic of the universe will be shown to you for all that you need to know, all that you need to see, every element that you need to be manifested in your life in order for this to be true will come to you. We have spoken of your ability to manifest that which you desire. We speak on the topic of moving out of fear and into your power. And do you see now, dear Earth people, how, when you realize that you may manifest what you choose on your path of light, that this is the ultimate empowerment? For the opposite way of thinking is that which is that you believe that you are a victim in life, and that things simply happen to you. Those who believe this way generally have negative experiences of what is happening. Is this not so? They believe that even a cloudy or rainy day is the universe conspiring against them to make their lives miserable. They believe that if there is pain or disease or illness in their body, that this is simply bad luck and that it has happened to them without any consciousness, that everything which comes into your physical bodies, which does not feel good, has come through your emotional body, has come through your thoughts and beliefs, which stimulate emotions, and if these do not feel good, they will affect your chakric wheels, your energy center, and eventually your physical body. Now, all of you, light tribe or not, have experienced pain or physical discomfort in your body. And we do not wish to make you paranoid about this and why you have created it. We simply say that your body will show you when things need to be changed in your ways of thinking, believing, and feeling. And once you learn to listen to your bodies properly, you will start to get the messages. And as you make changes, your bodies will heal themselves and rejuvenate. So if you believe, dear people, that you are simply having bad luck, that the world is a difficult place to live in, and that you have drawn the short straw, we are going to disillusion you now and explain that there is no such thing. There are karmically some circumstances, some adverse circumstances into which you may have chosen to be born. This is true. For the timing and parents and country and circumstances of your birth are chosen by you on a soul level before your incarnation. And they are chosen in this way, sometimes adverse, because of the lifetimes before and what challenges it is necessary for you to step through in order to evolve in this lifetime. Now, this is the concept of karma and reincarnation, and it has been true for many cycles. But it is not as relevant now, we assure you, for what you go through with the transition now is different. Many of you have had your karmic slates wiped completely clean regarding past karma lifetimes. For the time is now for you to evolve quickly, and all in the universe recognize this. For all in the universe need Gaia and her tribe to evolve now and to move into higher dimensional frequency. For this is a seeding within not only your universe, but other universes, which is crucial now. And this is why all eyes are upon you. So those of you who have this very firmly fixed into your minds, the concept that you are living out karma and therefore having negative experiences, we need to tell you now that this is no longer relevant, and that if you let go of this concept altogether and take full responsibility for all which happens to you now, you will step out of the rut that you have been in and will see great progress in your life. The only element of karma, of your concept of this, which is still pertinent now, is that that which you think about and that which you do now on this day, this does have repercussions for what you do, think, and feel attracts towards you more of the same vibration. This is why gratitude is such an invaluable emotion and state of being to place yourself in. For gratitude naturally moves you into the place of being a magnetic attractor for all positive things that you desire. Gratitude, as a hugely positive thought, can attract towards you only positive. And the more time you spend in appreciation and gratitude as an emotional state of being, the more positive you attract towards yourself. We hope that we have been of assistance, dear ones. We are in awe of you, Light Tribe, of the shifts that we see in your light fields, which come largely from the shifts in your emotional state of being as you shift yourself out of fear and disempowerment into love and joy and optimism and a sense of being truly the creators who you are. Namaste. Wow, that was a really long transmission. And as much as I have heard a lot of the stuff before about manifesting, because I teach manifesting, and they were implying there that manifesting would be one of my popular teleseminar courses, which sounds great because it's something that I know that I could teach in that way, as opposed to the opening to channel courses, which would be more difficult to teach online, in as far as my courses involve a lot of practice with each other. So that would be harder to organize, but it might still happen. But I just love their way of explaining things, because I choose to teach simple ways of empowerment, because right from the beginning I chose to be a channel and teacher who simplifies things, because my guides told me at the very start of my channeling, my opening to channel, that my mission was to demystify spiritual concepts. And I love that mission. I just think it's fantastic. I love demystifying things. And so I love it when I channel stuff, which, although it has complicated elements and quite a few different elements, it will always come back to a simplification of the concepts that are being taught or explained. And in this case, what sticks out for me, the greatest simplification as far as manifesting goes, which brings you into your power, is that once you desire and clearly state to the universe that your priority in life is to be of service, then everything flows towards you very easily. So your biggest problem might be a lack of money. And instead of focusing specifically on manifesting more money, which is nothing wrong with doing that, I know from my own experience that when I focus on my path and of being of the greatest service that I possibly can be, everything I do, I question, is this the most important thing for me to focus on now, or is that? How can I be of greatest service? Well, the money flows towards me, the money that I need in the moment, the money that I need to travel to that place, the money that I need to hire a car or to stay somewhere or to produce leaflets or whatever it is that I need, because I'm not in the business of accumulating money, but rather allowing it to flow through my life so that as I need it, I trust that it'll always be there. That is the greatest transformation for me. Instead of worrying about how I would produce enough money to do this, that, and the other, and thinking about it from my mind, I just naturally started focusing more on my path of service. And money flows easier for me now than it ever has in my life. So I am a living example of exactly what they were explaining, but it was a joy for me to hear that explanation. And I truly hope that it has helped everyone listening. I love to hear feedback from you when I've been on the radio, because it can be a very lonely thing talking into a microphone when I can't see or hear any of you. So I would love to hear from you if you have heard this transmission and have benefited from it. It would be great. My love is with you, dear tribe, always and in all ways. I have moved into a place where, as much as I am totally human and still get irritated, frustrated, etc., I have a whole range of normal human emotions. I nevertheless have this overriding sense of love for all the people, plants, and beings of Gaia. And this is the most wonderful thing for me to experience, is the dissolving of my judgment of others and the dissolving of my old ways of feeling in competition or envious or insecure or any of the normal human things. Those things are being dissolved in me as I move into the state of oneness. And this is an expression of unity consciousness. This is unity consciousness entering into my being in stages. And this is what my guides mean when they say that we are simultaneously in the third and the fifth dimension now, is that we can choose to move into that state of love and feeling of oneness for all other things anytime we like. We're not waiting for this big event to happen where suddenly, with no choice or decision on our part, we feel that way. That just isn't the way it's going to happen. It's going to happen by more and more of us being in a sense of unity consciousness now, choosing to do that. This is what is transforming the world. So, my dear tribe, I ask you in particular, as this is my last show before the March equinox, please do not let this equinox go by on your own. Do not let it go by without joining with your light tribe to celebrate. Either find an event to attend or make one of your own. Whether it's you and your children and family, your neighbors, it doesn't matter how small or how big it is. Please watch my latest two YouTubes on my YouTube channel. If you Google Solara Anra on YouTube, you'll get me straight away. One is a meditation, which is also free to download on my website, which is called The Sacred Seven Directions. And my guides are asking you to practice that, if possible, every day leading up to the 20th of March, so that you are able to do that type of thing, whether it's in a meditation form or not, in your ceremony on the March equinox. There are going to be hundreds of thousands of people doing it on that day. I'm going to be doing it with my light tribe from Palenque in Mexico, and I'm going to connect with you from there. I love you. Bye.